Will humans ever get truly advanced? Humans are getting very proficient at inventing new devices and software. So good. As a matter of fact, many are saying we will soon invent life. What I am talking about is artificial intelligence, known as AI, which has been inserted into a device, any device. It could be in a computer, robot or almost anything else. The difference between it and what we have now is, it will be sentient. When I say sentient, I am talking about creating something which can think on its own, is able of taking care of itself and producing others like it. In case you would like a better definition of sentient, it boils down to having sense perception and is conscious. There has already been hints we are getting closer, because some AI software has started to do things on their own and even communicate in an unknown language with other AI programs. I used to think the proof we have gotten to a point in technology which would make us a superior race would be the elimination of the wheel. The wheel was one of the most important inventions of all time and appears in many different forms. Besides being a necessity today for most land vehicles, planes and such, it appears inside almost all our mechanical devices. A truly advanced race may have been able to eliminate this device and replace it with an advanced form of something else that gets the job done. In some rare instances, the wheel has been replaced. Take hovercraft for example, they travel over land on a cushion of air without wheels. That air cushion may someday in the near future become a force of anti-gravity, or some sort of plasma that could hold up a vehicle. By the same token, it also might eliminate the current engines we use in planes, especially if we discovered anti-gravity. It is coming and there are rumors we already have it. There are those who believe the key to becoming an advanced race has to do with humans going to other planets. While it is true there are probably planets in the galaxy which have more primitive races on them who might view us as gods, others who are more advanced than us would probably view us as the primitives. If the UFOs flying all over this planet are any indication, we could be a million years or more behind them in technology. There are plenty of stories which state at different times we were offered a hand with advancing our technology. When Eisenhower was president, he was said to have met with extraterrestrials and turned down their offer of help because there was a caveat which stated we would have to give up our nuclear weapons. This meeting was verified by his great-granddaughter to me and can be heard on an interview on this site. One of the problems we have is the Earth is not a safe place. It seems we just can't go very long before a country declares war on another. It is either to gain land, get even for ancient wrongs, become a world power or some other reason or reasons. If only the world could get together and outlaw war, it would be one of the most incredible advances the human race has ever made. Of course, this would have to be enforced by the rest of the world. If countries couldn't make war anymore, they would put their efforts into becoming more advanced to keep up with each other and the world might become a beautiful place. We could have been more advanced already, but we wasted the advances made by some of the ancient races by not continuing to take advantage of their discoveries. A great example of this was when the ancient Greeks invented the steam engine. Yes, it was very simple, but we could have built upon that, but no one had the foresight to realize what they had. By now we might have had faster than light propulsion for our spacecraft. If we would have outlawed war and enforced that ban, many of the inventions which are kept secret would have come out and many suspect these inventions could put us hundreds of years ahead of where we think we are now. I believe we would be shocked if we found out what we already have. These secret classifications of inventions are holding us back in many different ways. There has been rumors about some of them, but of course a rumor doesn't mean what is said is true. Knowing this, let me tell you what I heard. It was about a device which could cure certain diseases, maybe even cancer, but was being kept secret because it had the capability of becoming a very dangerous weapon in the wrong hands. I also heard there are other inventions kept secret for the same reason. Years ago, there was a story written which showed the steps for a society. It showed us first going to the moon, then traveling to other planets in ships, Next, being able to travel so fast we only needed special suits with this mysterious propulsion, and lastly using meta-transporters to travel. While this was a fiction story, some of these ideas could turn out to be true in the future. If we do meet other races who are even more advanced than we are, perhaps they might be interested in some of the things we have and trade some of their technology for it. I know we wouldn't have anything to trade in the area of technology, but there are plenty of other areas they might be interested in. One area might be food, another might be in the arts. There could be areas of interest for them we haven't even realized. The thing is, even their old technology might be far more advanced than ours, and they might be willing to let some of it go. Will we create biological life besides AIs? There is a chance this could happen. We are in the process of creating artificial cells. We have created artificial blood cells, artificial brain cells, and we are trying to develop artificial liver cells, among others. While this is a long way from creating artificial biological life, it is a start. If we do ever create biological life, I believe it may be a combination of biological parts and chips and such. A sort of hybrid. Many, I am sure, would be against this for religious reasons and others for other reasons. I know it would make me feel uncomfortable, and then there is the question many will bring up of a soul. Will we be around long enough to ever get that advanced?